Blog Talk Radio.
Song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again. Sutherland in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. Say,
we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again. Give you all the glory.
We give you
Alpha and Omega.
Ocean, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and I want you to take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you.
me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me over. Watch me through and through. Just create.
from the Lord. He can't do.
No.
Is there anything impossible?
No.
Will he withhold any good thing from you? Say.
No.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Is there anything that he can't do?
To perform, it will come to pass. welcome everybody to the Inspiration Factory. It seems we're having some technical difficulties with our friend, the lady on Blog Talk. So we're going to have a music ministry this evening. But first and foremost, let me bring in my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo. Alonzo, what's going on, bro?
What's up, sir?
I don't know. This is crazy. I can't see if anybody's hands raised. It dropped me once, and I had to call back in. Thank God it didn't shut the program down. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but that's okay. We could still celebrate life, celebrate our position with God. Code 904, I appreciate you for calling in. I don't know if you have your hands raised or not. Once you write the program in, I'll open your mic just to see if you have something to share with us or not. I'm not picking on anybody, but I just don't know whose hand is raised or whose isn't. So if you're not, just say pass. I'll open your mic, and we'll keep things moving. But first,
one of them does. One of them people.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's okay. Even in the midst of chaos, we're going to keep it on. So, once again, this is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Tiffany, the Real Entertainment Network. One of the children of author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. the Real Soul. Another one of his children is on Facebook. He won't be disappointed with what you see. And from what I understand, he's got something new that he's working on, so I'm anxious to see what he comes up with. The phone number is 319-527-6300. I usually say after that, be sure to press 1 if you'd like to come on live and share something with us, but that feature does not seem to be working, so we're going to just keep things moving anyway. But first, Lance, would you mind bringing us in prayer?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you, James.
No worries. Let us bow our heads and draw our minds in. Dear Father, I just want to thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the time that we share with one another. Thank you for the week that has passed, the ups, downs, the good, the bad, the indifferent. May the lessons that you are trying to show us be enlightened, and may tonight's show, may we understand your message through the medium. And in your name I pray, may we grow as your, in your name is one. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, King. This is an open mic night, so there's no other than the fact that it has to be profanity-free. There's no restrictions on what you share with us. So I guess let me find something. I'll start us off with a piece. Alonzo, are you going to do anything this evening?
I did not prepare.
Okay. This. It's something. Okay, this one. I'm going to do a piece. It's entitled A Wasted Mind.
Well, the mic is yours, King.
Thank you. I pray this never becomes me, or has it already? Have I already slipped and dipped into an ocean of an uncomfortable reality? You see, in my pseudo-intelligent, quasi-confident, and a touch of tentative, almost shy, full, arrogant self, of being relevant,
A mind is a terrible thing to waste. To allow one's circumstances or hurdles and trials, failures or happenstances to cause the birth of despair and fear. When one allows diagnoses to become food for that ever-present, secretly carried weight of concerning or considering the possibility of your demise. And you must still function while no one hears your mental wails or cries, oceans and oceans of solitary tears. For real, I wonder what could have made one forget experiences from one's past, that God's hand didn't save their ask me no questions on this. Tell me you haven't been the recipient of his love and protective guidance. I wonder what caused one to forget the proven to you personally, previously, punctually, perfectly perfect response to spirit-led prayer. Remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. However, that's exactly what is being done each and every time you forget his promise to you. Haven't, even in hindsight, you seen that he was always there? The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And yet, it is being wasted when we think less than, when we dream less than, pray less than, when we forget the power and the grace of God because of our own individual rat race. We abandon God for choices made in haste, and we know better. Yeah, mine is a terrible thing to waste. Hold on.
Class. Excellent piece right there. I really just went into own realm and just like contemplated what is it that makes me forget the perfect answer? Not even the forget, it's the fact that I'm wrapped up in my own flesh and I'm so caught up. Yeah, I like how this piece just made me reflect on myself and getting better. There's so much that's going on that we tend to get caught up in our own skin, our own flesh, and get that God got a major purpose, an almighty purpose. We're so busy running around like individual ants, trying to save ourselves. And the crazy part is, you know, Solomon says something like, watch the ants, and the ants work with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so individualized today.
Yeah.
And things just become blurry, you know, as far as like when we get into a situation. At first, we got to get into a situation to call God. You know what I mean? And I don't. When I say we, I don't mean you and I. Just in general, you know. As far as, like I said, I'm really just speaking on my behalf. I got to find myself in a situation, and that's, you know, as far as like me getting wrapped up in my own flesh. I do things. I get so caught up in the flesh that I got to find myself in a situation to call on God, and it's like, that was my.
That piece, I remember writing it, and I think it came from it may have come from a conversation that you and I were having, but I remember writing it. But tonight when I read it, it kind of smacked me upside the head about a circumstance that I'm involved in right now with work. It also reminded me of how I'm quick to tell everybody what my go-to scripture is. You know, we all have that one scripture that really screams out to us, or that we connect to. Mine is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that piece just made me realize, yeah, you tell a lot of people that, but you're not doing it. Like he was saying, it takes being in the midst of something to call out to him. You know, and which is fine, but we need to call out to him when things are going well. When we're not in the mess. And the way the world is today, you're so right when you gave that analogy of the ants. They're like individual ants as opposed to a colony of ants. And when you even use the analogy of the body of Christ, you know, the body has many, 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 many different parts to it. But they all work together in order for you to stand up, to talk, to
in
breathe,
order to be called a body.
Urinate. You know? Yes. It's all together. It works together. But we don't anymore. We all are into our own selves, our own conditions, our own everything. And we need to get past that. We need to go back to loving one another, being our brother's keeper, the golden rule, you know, treat people as we would like to be treated. Those things weren't just words and things that were said. They were actual recipes for success. The world wouldn't be where it is now. Yes, yes. The world wouldn't be in the doo-doo it's in now had we not strayed from that. I'm kind of glad that he made me stop on that piece because it reminded me of something. And now I look entirely different at the situation. Yes.
I'm glad to hear that piece. I didn't want to come off the hip with just some words. I don't want to sound like somebody is just running their mouth. Like when we do these shows, it really, like, this is therapy for me, let alone I don't know who's listening and who this reaches out to. You know, I mean, we got the callers in, but then you got the people that actually tune in on the internet. And it's like you don't know who or what or when or, you know what I mean? You just know there's a certain type of energy. And once you lay the law of attraction out, you just don't know, leave a good footprint. So that way somebody else can relate to you.
Right. And
so I appreciate that you brought this piece up, too.
Well, we got to thank my daddy for that. Excuse me, our daddy. I won't be selfish tonight.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to play one short song. Then area code 904, I'm going to open your mic just to see if perchance you tried to raise your hand. So I don't want you to think I'm trying to throw you under the bus, but I'm just going to open your mic. And if you're just listening, that's wonderful. Just let me just say pass, and I'll put you back on me, and we'll keep on going with things. But I'm going to play just one quick song. There you go.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. Rejoice, exceeding Rejoice, for great. Bless are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
They shall be filled.
Bless are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Bless are the pure in heart, for they shall see the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you, Paul. I can't talk to VIP. I hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, okay, so while we're still on break, did you have something that you wanted to put on the air?
I can't. I can hardly talk around. I just got out the hospital last Sunday.
Say that again.
I just got out of the hospital last Sunday. I can't talk yet. Like,
oh, okay.
Sit yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, what, I mean, we can still open up the mic for you. That's no problem. That's what you want.
I'm good.
By. We're going to put you on the mic, yeah?
I don't know what's going on with this Blog Talk person today, but they acted real crazy there. Area code 904.
Hey, Paul.
Are you there?
Yes.
You're just listening?
VIP.
Oh, yes. Hey, hi, baby. How you doing? I'm sorry. This thing is...
Can't
not registering anybody's hand. I didn't know.
I don't know. It's okay.
I know you can't do much talking. Your voice sounds a little
no.
Straight. So you here just listening tonight, or did you want to share something? Or were you able to share something?
I can't talk 10 words without getting winded, but I'm just glad to be here. That's all. God is good.
Is. And that's enough for grace. We definitely are grateful for your presence here. While we got you on the mic, why don't we go back to the phone again? Do you mind if I pray with you?
Go back to what?
Would you mind if I prayed with you?
Oh, please do. I just want to pray on it. Yeah.
Let us all go back to the throne so we can approach the throne as a united front. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, first and foremost, asking for forgiveness for anything that we may have done, knowingly or unknowingly. Father God, we ask, we come today holding up one of your children, Adrian, Father God. You know the battle that she's in the midst of, Father God. But we also know the power of you, of our Father. And Father, we're asking you to just step into the midst of this situation, Lord. Have your way, Father God. Bring comfort where there is pain. Bring peace, Father God, where there is fear and confusion, Father God. Bring that perfect peace of yours that defies understanding into this situation. Bring it to the point where people are scratching their heads saying, how did that happen, Father? Show up and show out, Lord. Just like you did for the children of Israel when they were baffled by you opening the Red Sea, Father God. We know you're still in the miracle-making business, Father God. Use her as an example of your great power, Lord. So that it may touch others and let others know that you are real. We're not praying to some made-up entity, Father God. We are trying to follow the true entity, the creator of all that there is, Lord, that is good. Father God, we place her in your hands this evening, Lord, that she may feel you, peace that you are just flood through her body, Lord. Strengthen her and prepare her for the rest of the battle that she's in, Lord. That she might come out dancing and joyous with the testimony to your greatness, Father God. And we're waiting for that testimony, Lord, because we know you are able. And I'm thanking you in advance, Father God, for what it is you're going to do in this. Because I think we all need another one of your miracles just to prepare us for what is to come in this world. We love you, Lord. Thank you. And it's in the precious and mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody that's listening that joined in that prayer. The Bible speaks about us touching and agreeing on something. So yes. I thank you all for touching and agreeing with me in this. Now I want us all to sit back and wait for that testimony this young lady is going to give us so we can all dance and shout and feel her joy. Because that's another part of the body. When one part of the body hurts, all of the body hurts. It affects the whole body. So when one of the parts of the body is joyous, that also affects all of the body. So we're all waiting for that happiness you're going to bring us, Adrian, that God's going to bring us all through. Have no fear.
All right.
He got you. He got you.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you as well. We're doing music ministry. I see one number keeps coming in and going out. Blog Talk is really showing its butt tonight, but that's okay. We can still praise God through music. And that's what we're going to do. So hang on out with us, Adrian. Be blessed by the music. I might pop in a little bit later on and do another piece. So rest well and know that you are covered by the one and only living God. I love you, Queen.
Love you, God.
One love.
Thank you.
God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
There was a caller with the hands up. Let me see if I can bring them in.
Hey, Shanana Bosa.
Hello there, Mr. CEO. How you doing?
What do? What is
your hand was able to be raised. I'm calling in and using another device, and I tried to raise my hand, and it didn't show.
Amen. Hey, I'm glad that my hand was soft. Amen. Enough but the hand of God, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all doing y'all thing up in here, Paul? I'm over here smiling, laughing because there's so much going on up in here, man. But you know what I mean? We're touched by the most High, and you can't, you know, one monkey won't stop no show, all that kind of stuff, whatever. But it was great to hear Minnie Mouse up in here tonight. Y'all got Disney calling in. Miss VIP, you better rest that voice,
you
girl. She sounds like Minnie Mouse and his sister. Yeah. What's up, Lonzo?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man? Missed you last week while you was out fishing, man.
And look, we still didn't get a FedEx, did we?
Yeah, I just hope that you caught something on that day.
Huh?
Did you catch something when you were out fishing?
Oh, okay, so I'm sorry, but I'm multitasking, and at the same time, you know, I'm going to answer both of y'all questions. But, yes, your boy had a blast. And I caught like four or five different types of fish and they cousin. And I feel some type of way because I'm eating good. You know, I'm feeling the Bible piece, you know, the bread and the fish. But at the same time, it's like, man, I really went out there and put some time in. it's very therapeutic. I don't know if you guys do the fishing thing, but
oh yeah,
very 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 therapeutic. It's man, I can't even express the words. I'm trying not to stutter because I'm trying to find the words, but I'm tripping over how very therapeutic it is. I don't let so much stress go, but the fact that, you know, it's just something about when you catch a fish 300, 400 feet down under the water. We don't know what's under the water, but when you feel that nudge, somebody just wanted to snatch it up. But you're out there for a reason, and when you feel that nudge, you feel like that's that reason. Other than that, you know, it's like, whoa. Yeah, no, I caught me quite a bit of fish, though. A lot of it was rockfish, flounder, some yellowtail. But, yeah, enough about me. Like, I'm getting excited. I'm ready to go again. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to come over here, for sure.
But you, like, for real, and I was saying, FedEx does overnight perishable items. We like fish down here over here on the East Coast.
But it'd be so much cheaper just to go around the corner and buy it. Then, you know, or it's really about the experience. It's really about getting on the water and having that experience. Realistically, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now. Every time I'm getting on the water, I'm trying to have a Peter experience. I'm waiting for it to be all cloudy, surrounded by me, and just a shadow, just to get to walking. I'm gonna jump on the water so fast, you don't even know.
Okay.
That's really why. One of the reasons why it's my fault.
I hope you have it recorded. I want to see you walk on the water.
You don't get a good splash of it.
Look, after seeing Jaws. That's an act of faith. I don't know if my faith is strong enough because I'd be scared to death to get in that water. I don't mind getting in the boat and going out there. I love going out deep sea fishing. But I don't know if I could get in that water because, like you said, you can't see what's in there. And my mind would be every second something about to bite. Y'all see me in the water in Puerto Rico when something touched my leg? Man, y'all would have died laughing. I almost drowned because I was so exhausted. I had to start saying, Lord, don't let me embarrass myself and have these people have to pull me out the water. I had to use every stroke I could imagine. Breaststroke, backstroke, sidestroke, doggy paddle, pray a little.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, the crazy part is, though, that experience left an imprint in your mind. So strong that you know, I mean, nothing harmed you, nothing negative happened per se, but that imprint that was left in your mind so strong. Like, that's where I respect that water. I really do respect the water because we don't really educate ourselves with water. Everything is surface. You don't really go up under it. You know, there's so much history that's underwater. When it comes to just us alone, and I'm not just talking about the fish, you know what I mean? Just us alone. And I know I sound like one of them alien talkers, but right now, really, it's water. I just respect it. Like I said, I just be waiting for the fish to pop up. I'm gonna jump on that water so fast, you don't even know. I'm gonna be like, I'm connected with Ancestry for real. .com.
I know that's right. What about you, Korea?
Hey,
you
let me tell you something, Paul. I walk on water each and every day I leave out this house, man. I'm walking on water. That's one of the phrases I use on a constant. I'm always walking on water, bro. But to actually walk on physical water, man, is like, to be honest with you, I'm going to keep it real, it's a nightmare to me. I love aquariums. I have fish and all that kind of stuff. But to be out there in a large body of water, it's something that's in me that blacks out. There was an occasion where I went out to the beach. I was having a good time with my friends. I was talking, splashing water, and all of a sudden everything got black. I didn't know that sand shifts. So the sand shifted, and the next thing you know, I was on the beach, and they was pumping me, pumping my stomach, okay? Damn. I was drowning out there. Got over there,
oh,
and I refused,
wow,
to let, I refused to let that deter me from having a good day, so I went back to the hotel swimming pool, and you know what? I was drowning in that, too. So,
negative.
Yeah, I drowned there too.
No.
There was a time in school I learned with, where I was learning how to swim. I was drowning in 3 feet of water. I was in the fetal position, turning upside down, this way, that way, like if I was in outer space. And my cousin had to save my life. Then all I had to do was stand up, but I didn't know. So me and water, you know. Have a funny,
a
fickle relationship.
Bro, I
got
to get you over there. Oh, no.
Oh,
this,
man.
Yeah, I mean, you ate, but you ate. You proved a good point when you said, you know what I mean? Like I said, most people, what we know is surface. Everything is surface of above, you know, the wave and above. But there's so much history that's under the water, let alone, you know what I mean? Like, I respect water like I respect electricity.
Oh, I respect this.
Yeah.
That's why I leave it alone.
Okay.
You know,
you're gonna get
being
caught.
On the kid,
you're going to get caught.
Let me tell you something. Being on the kid side of the swimming pool don't even save me. Like I said, man, I was drowning in 3 feet of water, and all I had to do was stand up. But, you know, the swimming teacher just was looking at me. I seen him sitting in his lounge chair. He just he couldn't believe that I was actually drowning in 3 feet of water. But, you know.
He got you saying.
Yeah, you know.
So, okay, so low-key, I know you ain't going to do it again. I know it's not going to duplicate. So you get in 3 feet of water today,
you
good. You
oh,
gonna,
yeah.
You're going to marinate that guy.
Yeah, I've learned that I'm taller than 3 feet, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that 12 feet at the hotel swimming pool, I wasn't familiar with 12 feet. So I took a chance. I didn't even know what 12 feet. I didn't know it was 12 feet, bro. I ventured over there. I seen this little kid swimming over there, so I thought it was cool. Until I went over there, and yeah, I went down, Alonzo, I went down 3 times. On the last try, I refused to go back down because I knew I wasn't going to come back up. So I fought for my life right there trying to grab the edge of the swimming pool. My nails must have grew at least six inches longer. I finally grabbed the edge, and my friends were sitting there just having a conversation from somebody they met from Australia. So, you know, that was more interesting than saving me.
Oh,
I had to save myself.
Hey, when you hit
I'm thinking Jesus.
Slippery. Let me ask you, was bottom slippery?
Was bottom slippery? Yeah,
yeah
bottom was
when you hit the
slippery.
Bottom. Cause I know you touched bottom, try to push off the bottom, come back up top, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
I did that three times. The last time, it wasn't such a big push. I think I just stretched. That I refused to go. I knew I wasn't going back down because I didn't have no more push left, bro. So I fought and splashing like crazy at the side of the pool. And God reached or pulled me out because I finally felt the edge of the swimming pool and was able to pull myself up. And like I said, my friends were like maybe 5 feet away from me, you know, on this lounging table with the umbrella and everything, having a conversation with this person they met from Australia. They found interesting. I cussed them out when I got up off that pool, bro.
Oh,
they got a cussing out. They didn't even know I was drowning again.
Again.
That was on the same day as I drowned at the beach. That's like an hour afterwards. Yeah,
bro,
you know
I praise God and thank God that you're here today that we are talking because I honestly feel like if we put you in that predicament again this time, you know how to get about the process. You know,
Sir.
First go around was because of the lack of experience or knowledge. We just lack of knowledge. And he felt like he was about to perish, but you are still here talking about that thing. So I appreciate that you are here.
Thank you.
I know next go around, you're going to be like, you know what, that water looks good. I'm going to be right here, bobbing.
Well, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I'm just experiencing.
When I come out, we're gonna have a good time.
Just talking about it. I'm trying to tell you. So I do respect water, and once again, I walk on spiritual water each and every day. You got to in order to you know, to get through each day, man. I'm walking on water.
Okay, absolutely. So let me ask you, what's your angle of spiritual water? Let me know your definition.
My definition of walking
right
on spiritual water.
Right now, we got to speak in parable for those that are just tuning in. We about to get into. Thank you for turning into the Epiphany Network, the Inspiration Factory. We got all three connects right here. Sorry, didn't mean to catch y'all, bro. Like that. I see some new things happening and people are tuning in. So I just want to know for those that are tuning in, right now we're having one of those serious conversations. And I just want to thank y'all. You got the owner of the show. You got the host, which is me. And then you got the original man, too. And for those that don't know, that's because you ain't tuned in enough. And I need y'all to tune in two more times, and then you're going to know exactly who I'm talking about. You already feel the energy. Stop playing. The crazy part is even just so close. Only it's only one guy. But point being, bro, like, at the end of the day, I mean, I know you brought a piece, too. And you're always good with this. So I'm gonna leave you a lead way, because you make me feel some type of way too with your pieces. I wish I could keep up with y'all. That's the only reason why I be like, every time Brother Paul, you be like, you got a piece, I be like, I ain't ready. Y'all be lick, make. I know I talk real when I talk on live time. I don't know how to put it in poetry and write it down, make it be yesterday. Like y'all do, you know, that's the effect today, history. That's what that is about. That's what I'm trying to work on.
Yeah. Hey, first and foremost, let me give you this. When I say that I walk on spiritual water, when I'm walking on water, it could be walking in faith. And not only walking in faith, but that same faith that you say you're walking in, to trust it also. So I walk in faith. Yeah. To get by. I trust in that same faith to get me by. So I'm walking on water. I'm trusting in the Word of God. I'm trusting in the Son of God to get me by on a daily basis. I'm walking on water.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
Amen.
I tell you, this old man comes up with some wisdom from time to time. He surprises me.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
But that's a very wise way to look at things. I like that. I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah. Thank you.
But now I'm going to join forces with Alonzo. I know you brought a piece. If there's anybody here that's a first-time caller, I want them to hear your piece. Because
all right,
I like what you got to say when you do your pieces.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do an old piece, very old piece from my beginnings. Been done in a long time, but this is an old piece. It has a little bit of me in it. Most of it is about me. But this is just simply called One.
Mic is yours, Stan.
Thank you. One, just one. One word, he was here in the beginning, but gave his life to wipe away the sinning. Holy Trinity, hard to believe, but they are just one. Chapter one, verse one, look up John in the beginning. Yes, that one. Then go to John 1:14 and how he wrapped himself in flesh as king, our king, and became that one, the Holy One. If anyone was just one shade, one likeness of one color, of one ethnicity, spoke one language of one family, one sister, one brother, maybe then we'd love one another just once.
If given another chance, I'd go back to the future and tell Eve to leave that fruit up on the branch. Ask Adam, the one whom the law was given, where he was while his mate was out to lunch with the evil one, chilling. Back in the present 2006, I was born again, accepted Christ, my only friend, given a new life. Reborn by the Son, given another one, life, and I ain't wasting this one. Not for anyone. One mic, one stand in the mirror, one man, one lyric, one musical note, one image. For real, the poet. One God, one life, one blood, one spirit, one love, one son, one voice. Hear it. One chance, one mind, one body, one soul, one horn will blow. You better be right with yourself. He's coming back again. This may be your one chance, my friend. Google this. 7 billion people on earth, but just one heaven. Yes, one. Yes, one heaven. For real.
Wow. Yeah. I like that. See, I told y'all.
Did you just say
that? I told y'all. And the delivery was just, like, impeccable.
Hello, Mercury.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Just
yeah.
One.
Yeah. Just one. Yeah. Just one. You bounced around so many areas with that just one. It was just incredible. That piece, I know you had help writing. I know the Father was there helping you write that piece because...
Yes, sir.
It reeked
yes,
of
sir.
His presence. It reeked of his presence.
Yes,
awesome.
Sir.
Awesome.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
it's,
right.
It's, as far as... Well, you know, I'm the guy that always say, who did you write that to? But obviously you was writing to the world. Because there's a lot of people that can fit that slot. There's a lot of people that can fit that slot. But again, I'm going to revert to myself. I don't like to be sounding all narcissistic, but I don't like to talk about other people either. And when I do, again, when we come to these platforms, it's because it's therapy for me. And, the piece made me feel like I need to measure myself as a disciple. Self-control. Serious. You know, going back, reverting back to the conversation we had earlier with, as far as individualism, there's so many different options to choose from. As far as how to get ahead, you know, the people, quote-unquote, being successful, this and that, you know, how to be a millionaire. The whole thing is, at the end of the day, it boils down to one, as you said in your piece. And did you do your part to get a part of that one? Yeah,
that's right.
I like that piece. I appreciate that. Thank you for that one.
Hey, thank you, Lando. I appreciate it, man.
So, Mr. Carrillo, what's going on in your
yes,
life
sir.
These days? Before I send you over to the praise now, what's going on?
Hey,
with you,
man. I'm doing some right now, man. What's going on in my life right now, man, is most and foremost the Most High, keeping in touch and meditation and in prayer. And I'm doing some healing. And, you know, just vacationing up in this world, man, spiritually, okay? And what I mean by that is that, you know, I'm more in tune with the Most High right now these days, you know. I have to walk away from this world. Although we are in it, doesn't mean that we're of it. So right now, you know, I'm just drifting, man, and trying to stay within the realm of peace and tranquility. And I'm here listening to you guys, man, to help reinforce that. I'm getting my cup filled. That's why I'm here.
Amen.
It never ceases to amaze me when we start these shows and we basically release our control and just have God have his way with the show. It's just always such a blessing to see what direction he takes it and what comes of us releasing our control to him. And I get blessed each and every Sunday we have this show by something I see where God has done something for someone or through someone once we relinquish our control. And I guess that's something, a lesson that just popped in my head that I need to learn on in life itself instead of just on this show. Recognize I can't control diddly squat. Let go and let God. Boom. So I'm glad
you
came. It reminded me, sit your behind down. You can't do nothing. Allow the one who can do things to do them.
Amen.
I definitely appreciate your presence here. If you're not going to be busy, I might want to holler at you a little bit after the show.
All right, Paul.
If that's okay with you.
I got to head on to the plantation. But just hit me up, though. Call me.
Okay. All right. Well, what time do you have to go on? We'll do it right after the show ends.
So, I got to be in by 11.
Okay. If time permits, I'll definitely call you immediately after the show.
All right.
So, with that being said, get off my phone. I'm going to call you. Pull on the next caller.
Yo, one love, one mic.
I love you, bro. One love, one mic.
Yeah.
God bless you.
One love, one mic.
God bless.
Oh, I had to say that. That wasn't nice. I had to tell him, get off my phone. Oh, man, that piece, though, was like, wow.
Okay, that's that relationship.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay, we're going to keep things moving right along, and we're going to open up the mic for area code 501. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Man, this is just Jay, man. Paul, I am making it over here, bro. Me and you have a show going on at the same time, bro. But I gotta get over here with Paul. I've been missing it over here too much. What's going on, brother?
I appreciate you, bro. Wow, we just sitting here getting fed by the Lord, you know. Iron sharpening iron. Having a
yes,
sir.
That's a scripture.
Wow.
Man, I have a limited amount of time because, like I said, you know, my show going on right now, too. But I told her, I said, man, I got to get over here and check Paul out and see what's going on over here, man, because I have been derelict, brother, but I am here today.
Ah, so great. So I'm going to shut my mouth and let you do your piece so we don't hold you from your other responsibilities.
I appreciate you, brother. Much love to you, too, man. I've been enjoying the CEO. Yeah, all that whole interaction was classic, man. That was dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. King, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Breathe. In and out. Breathe. Breathing is not a luxury quickly or bountifully allotted to me. When I just state thoughts and compress periods of times into poems. During the regurgitation, there's a squeeze, a seize, a barrel under pressure, turbulent seas. And in the heart of deep waters, my words seem to lose sustenance, becoming non-corporeal. My mind can't grasp them, so I am floating within them, like a specter within my own passages. First I'm phasing, then drifting, out of focusing, underwater. Swimming, breathe, slowly, centering, balancing, so that the oxygen coming in will fuel the boiler with the check valves at the ready, so that the compulsion doesn't expand in the billions of potentials, and that's the complexity of exponentials. When you have an entire ocean waiting to leave through the trickle of a small stream, at these pressures, even wind catches fire. Mental note, take time to take in the wind when I hear the hollow howl whistle. I inhale. Breathe. Because breathing is for the living. Feel the stress leaving, the trees swaying, the whirling wind streaming up the nostrils, and the release. The body needs this burning of oxygen in real time. Don't panic. It will be fine. But the war is woven into the walls in between the lines. Every spark is from a grind. Every gem does not shine. I want my resuscitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8 millimeter of your mind. A poem not heard, but lived. A poem with living roots that reach deep into the well of thought. And you, the listener, are privy to see the desserts in the wines of what leapt from the produce. If I could just weave the poem to the passage, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the tricky turns, the clever little traps covering the tracks, cast the net. But the scarecrow pops from out of the furrows to frighten away the magpies. You see, this is a normal day for me, the poem crafter, the measurer, the calligrapher, the slave, the master, the noble one, the bastard. Or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing in and out, life-giving air. I must learn to do this more efficiently. Poem.
Wow. Yes, sir. I'm glad you came through here with that. And I'm sure that for real appreciated that piece, especially after what he was just relating to us about his experiences going under the water. I'm sure that had a particular meaning for him.
It definitely did resonate. And, you know, I didn't even notice that. That's like one of those things, like the things that happen to us. We process it, but we don't know how we process it. And I had came to this poem right here. So, yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out.
See, things happen for a reason. There are no coincidences. God does things deliberately, whether we know it or not. But that piece, yeah. Breathing. And I can tell that you paid attention in English class. Vocabulary is great.
You know, I just had fun with it. I really was terrible with English and all the rest of that parts of speech, but I do go look it up. I'm like, Google, what part of speech is this word right here? Or what's the definition of this word is my favorite? Or what word rhymes with this word? You know, just making Google help me with this poem, but you make it sound like something, too.
Y'all did a heck of a job doing it. Growing up, I thought my
collab.
Middle name was, to look it up because my mother was an English major, and she didn't dummy down her speech for us. So I'm asking, what's that mean, Mom? And 100 times a day, look it up. That's back in the day when every black household had a complete set of the Encyclopedia Britannica and Webster Dictionary. And look it up. It's told to me all the time. And I appreciate it now, but boy, did she get on my nerves back then. But yeah. You did.
Well, that's what I always say, you know. But the kids, we always have to go ahead and give it to them whether they want to go ahead and hear it or not. We don't know what percentage of that is going into them and what shape is going in. So we have to give it to them anyways, even though they don't want to hear it.
Right. Because I'm so grateful now. I don't know how many times I went back to Mom. I told her, you know, I thought it was crazy when you said such and such. But I'm so glad you did say it. Or you showed me that.
Yes, sir.
You was an example of that. You know, so like you said, we should never not tell them. Because that's just planting a seed. And it will take root at the proper time.
My man. brother, I have to go. This was real, Paul. Oh, this Saturday. Is it this Saturday? Yeah, this Saturday coming up. It's the Just Jay and Gina's show. Come check out Just Jay and Gina Storm. We will be doing that show over there. That show is really morphing into something really nice, man. It's just doing this thing. I appreciate that Epiphany has given us the time to go ahead and fill around with it and encourage us. That goes a long way while you're trying to figure out something that could be potentially, you know, risky, or you're sticking your neck out there doing something that's a little bit different. But we appreciate the CEO, the manager, also our fellow brothers and sisters here at Epiphany for being patient with us. But it's starting to pay off now.
So y'all heard it. Saturday, Jess, Jay, and Gina, man. That's a heck of a combo. That's a powerful combination. So tune in.
Oh, man.
And that number is also 319-527-6300. And that's at 9 o'clock?
Yes, sir. 9 o'clock Eastern.
All right. Be there or be square. And God willing, I will be there. I'll be at the plantation, but I'm going to have to dip into the to the office or something and close the door.
Hey, I feel that if you do, we'll go ahead and pipeline you straight in, Paul.
And I'm going to take note of your number as well, so this way I can do the same for you, because I really appreciate you dipping out and popping up for us over here.
Yeah, take care, brother.
Amen. God bless you, bro.
Sure.
One love, one mic. That was awesome. I like that. He pops in from another. He's over on House of Poetry, I believe.
Yeah, pardon.
Clubhouse.
Yeah, that was very, very.
But when he first said something about going under the water, immediately I thought about for real in the discussion we had with him. Gone. I had a mental image of under the water in a fetal position.
Okay.
That was like I said. I don't believe in coincidences. God definitely put that on his heart and brought him from his show.
That's why I do this platform. Yeah. That's exactly why I do this platform.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you never know what God's going to do. You know, sometimes he smacks us upside the head when there's something we need to really, really grasp. But he's got a sense of humor, too. So there's times that he'll do some things.
A lot of times it's a love tap. It's again, when we gotta find ourselves in a predicament to feel ourselves getting smacked up the head. Most of the time, it's a love tap before the situation happened. He's trying to forewarn us.
Well, if you're listening in online, you got 1 minute to call 319-527-6300 before we hit the 9 o'clock hour and we go into overtime. So you might want to do that real quick. But, wow, that was awesome. Because we're going to hang out, I do believe, until 10 o'clock. I feel like the music ministry is in order. Or maybe not. We will see. But in the meantime.
We shall see.
In between time, I want to hear a piece of music.
Let us continue.